two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah fireworks.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
Okay, I think it's a really bad week to be a seller of fireworks. It's a good week, though, if you're not a fan of them. Salt Lake City just banned setting them off in the city. Midvale, Holiday, Conwood Heights, Eagle Mountain, can't light them. The red zone is getting wider and wider again across Salt Lake County, Dave, of areas you can't light fireworks.
I know, and it's total overkill.
What?
These blanket bans are so bad. And Debbie, I know you love the ban. I know you want to ban all the fireworks. Go ahead. Ban the foothills. Ban the Roman candles lit off in the middle of a dry field. I'm fine with that. But you're telling my cul-de-sac with hundreds of square feet of concrete and asphalt is a danger?
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, folks.
Come on, folks. I mean, it's where I agree with President Biden. Come on, man. Do we need to ban everything?
These bans, Dave, do you read the news ever?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah. I dip my toe into it. I don't want to, dive into the deep end, but yeah.
We got Senator Todd Weiler on the line live with us because these bans have sparked confusion. We've got a list of cities that have banned. I just rattled them off. But some cities saying their hands are tied under state law. So I got one message from a listener who lives on the west side of Salt Lake County. She messaged me overnight. She's saying her city leaders say they have no authority to ban fireworks under state law. And then a few days ago, a Sandy City Council member told KSL TV their hands in Sandy City were tied under the law.
We're getting a demand from our residents to enact stricter regulations, especially with the 4th of July season coming up, and we just can't do it.
So in the one corner, we've got cities saying we can't ban them because state law ties our hands. And then in the other corner, you've got cities, a lot of cities, banning them. Like Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall said yesterday that the law does allow for a ban. And she spoke of the fire marshal actually making a call on the dangers and the drought as her city's way into legally banning fireworks. So let's listen to what Mayor Mendenhall said yesterday at a news conference and then bring Senator Weiler on to settle the score.
Another is a determination that can be made by a city council. And in Salt Lake City, that determination has been delegated years ago from the city council to the fire marshal.
So they delegated ban responsibility to the fire marshal in Salt Lake City, and that is their legal authority under the law.
Okay, here's the key. Are you ready for this? Here's the key.
What's it?
Everyone's trying to blame everybody else. Senator Weiler, am I right? They're just trying to blame someone else.
Dave, you are always right, but today you're even more right.
Okay.
I do think there's a little bit of the blame game going on. And, you know, my neighborhood's a lot like Dave's. I could light off fireworks every night for the next month. And if I started a fire, I could put it out with my foot or with my hose, you know. But there are sensitive areas that absolutely nobody should be lighting fireworks off. And I think the state law does and has given cities the authority for those sensitive areas to do those bans. And Debbie, I don't want to get too bogged down in the legalese, but what the cities are really saying, hey, we were supposed to do this by May 1st. And since we didn't do it, since we didn't draw a map and submit it by May 1st, now our hands are tied. So let me just ask you, if your taxes are due on April 15th and you didn't send them in, are you now relieved from the burden of paying your taxes, or do you send them in on the next day or as soon as you can and ask for forgiveness? And so I do think that the cities, they're using that May 1st deadline. But I just want to put that in perspective. Governor Cox issued an emergency declaration for the drought on May 17th. And so I would ask those cities, what were you doing between May 17th and May 1st? And if you missed the May 1st deadline, why aren't you doing something today or tomorrow or yesterday?
So what you're saying...
So they do have that power.
So you... Okay. Hold on a second. Court is in session. Senator Todd Weiler, your ruling. Do cities have the power to ban personal fireworks?
They do for any areas that have been in drought for at least two of the last 5 years, which is pretty much the whole state, and for areas that are historically sensitive. We call that historical hazardous environmental conditions, and that's all spelled out in this in the code. And I think the city council members are looking at the same code as I do. So generally speaking, fireworks are legal around the 4th and the 24th, and there are exceptions to that where cities can enact bans. Now, the other thing we're getting bogged down is, can a city ban fireworks in every square inch or just in those dangerous areas? And I think it's more clear that they can certainly ban them in the dangerous areas, and it's more clear that they would be on better legal ground had they done it by May 1st. So there is a little bit of ambiguity there, but clearly that power has been vested with the cities.
Are these blanket bans, is it more out of convenience or to send a clear message? Because I do feel like it's overkill. I think there's a lot of places and there's a lot of fireworks that can be used and used safely.
There is a growing minority in our state that hates fireworks. And every year that I've been in the legislature, and this is my 10th summer, I've gotten emails saying ban fireworks. Sometimes it's because it's triggering veterans with PTSD or triggering autistic children or triggering dogs or because of the air quality. But the same voices that have been asking me to ban fireworks for the past 9 summers are now saying it's because of the drought. So, Dave, the way I'm answering is, the drought is real. The drought is serious. And I think we all need to think twice before we light something on fire and shoot in the air, especially where we are. But there is also a political activist element to all of this. And the drought, they're not going to let, you know, like Rahm Emanuel said, you never let a good crisis go unused. And so now it's all, you know, cumbered up with the drought. And the drought, and so there is that element of it. But This is all saying, government, make my neighbor do what I want him to do or what I don't want him to do. And I think while most Utahns are responsible with their fireworks, we all know that guy down the street who's kind of an idiot and he's going to go overboard. And so, I mean, there's legitimate concerns on both sides.
Okay, so real quickly, Senator Weiler, Utah Democrats put out a news release saying Utah House Democrats call for a special session to grant local control over fireworks in extreme drought conditions. Are you suggesting the Democrats have misread the law as well?
No. I think that there's I don't think the Democrats are saying the cities don't have the authority. I think some of the cities are saying, well, if we miss May 1st, our hands are tied. And I, as a lawyer, disagree with that. The Democrats, it's really easy to do stuff when you are, you know, a super minority. There won't be a special session before July 1st. And there isn't the political will among my colleagues on the state to ban fireworks in every square inch of the state. Because what, you know, Bear Lake is not the same as St. George, and we had the same conversation when it came to COVID. So this is a decision that is best made at the local level.
Senator Todd Weiler, thank you so much for joining us. And Debbie, I think we're going to continue this conversation and talk more about these firework bans that are becoming increasingly popular across the state.
In fact, we're going to ask a lead Democrat on this issue in about 4 minutes. If Republicans do decide to not call a special session, which they've already announced they won't, and block any sort of a statewide ban on fireworks, what's the Democrats' next move? That conversation straight ahead.
Dave and DeGenevieve. Utah Fireworks. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We just heard from Senator Todd Weiler. I think the verdict is in. There's confusion over state laws to whether cities can ban fireworks. It was pretty clear, I thought. Yeah, they can. So I'm a little confused as to why the Democrats on Capitol Hill put out a news release asking for a special session, calling on lawmakers to untie the hands of local officials so they can ban. We got to get to the bottom of that.
It does look a little bit like people are looking for excuses not to ban them. Like, oh, I mean, I would ban them if I were, you know, legally allowed. But Senator Wyler said, you know what? You have the power. You can do it. The precedent is set. It's just there's not a lot of political will sometimes to do that because people are investing hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars in fireworks.
So the cities that have banned, if you just are jumping in the car, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights, Holiday City, Salt Lake City, Eagle Mountain, these are the cities within Salt Lake County that have banned. But there's still some confusion because we're still reporting, for example, Provo City doesn't feel it has the authority to ban. We're going to have the Provo Fire Marshal on in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to ask him. Now that Senator Wyler told us this today on the show, will he change his mind?
They do for any areas that have been in drought for at least two of the last 5 years, which is pretty much the whole state, and for areas that are historically sensitive. We call that historical hazardous environmental conditions, and that's all spelled out in this in the code. And I think the city council members are looking at the same code as I do. So generally speaking, fireworks are legal around the 4th and the 24th, and there are exceptions to that where cities can enact bans.
We want to talk to Representative Suzanne Harrison, a Democrat right now, and get your thoughts on this. Do you think there's a gray area here and people are just trying to decide whether they have the legal authority to see whether they can ban fireworks?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. You know, this is an area that there is confusion in the public, but the statute is very clear. The Utah legislature has passed laws that do tie the hands of local communities. They're not legally able to pass a blanket ban on fireworks without the risk of being sued. The statute requires them to meet very specific criteria. And in the communities that I represent, in Sandy and Draper, they feel that they don't have blanket authority to do a citywide ban for the safety of residents. And I think the legislature needs to step up. We've called for a special session to untie the hands of local communities, not put them at risk of being sued over this issue. And we really need to allow cities and counties the authority to keep property safe, but more importantly, to keep lives safe. Save lives and protect our firefighters who are already stretched so thin fighting fires throughout the state.
So is it your opinion that these cities that have decided to, you know, blanket ban these fireworks, are you saying they're either doing it illegally or they're leaving themselves open for lawsuits?
They're putting themselves at risk of lawsuits. In fact, I've been told that lawsuits have already been filed, at least against Salt Lake City, about this. This is something that the legislature needs to step up and give cities the authority to keep their residents safe. You know, real freedom is not worrying about your house going up in flames because of our excessive drought and fire conditions right now.
Representatives,
this should really be a local issue decided at the local level.
Representative Suzanne Harrison joining us live on the line, talking about the Democrats' call for a special session to clear up the law. Democrats feel there's confusion in the law. Some cities feel there's confusion in the law as to whether cities have the authority to ban fireworks, personal fireworks. And Senator Todd Wyler just spoke with us moments ago. He's a Republican, as you know, Representative Harrison, who says, yeah, cities do have the authority under the law. And in fact, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall pointed to the fire marshal who said, look, I don't need that authority. The city council doesn't need the authority. They pass that authority to decide a ban to the fire marshal, and it is legal to do so under the law. And I'm reading the code right here. And it says, when a fire code official determines that existing historical hazardous environmental conditions necessitate controlled use of, and then it goes on, it's talking about fireworks and other fire starter devices. So what's the confusion? If some cities are using their fire marshals as a way to, in fact, ban personal fireworks, and they say that is legal.
Right, and this is why the legislature needs to step up and act and clear up any confusion and give communities the authority to act without the risk of lawsuits. You know, our legislative attorneys that are the experts on the law have issued us an analysis of the law that says that cities do put themselves at risk for blanket bans of fireworks. And the statute also very clearly states that there's no restriction of the sale of fireworks in areas that are restricted for setting them off, which causes a lot of confusion in the community.
Are we sending a mixed message on fireworks when we allow these huge city fireworks that are launching these huge mortars, these basketball-sized mortars into the air, and they're huge and they're beautiful, but then we're saying, those are fine, but, you know, those little fountains in your own backyard or in your neighborhood cul-de-sac, those are illegal. Are we sending a mixed message?
So, you know, we all love celebrating our nation's birthday and our state, and I think this year fireworks should be left to the professionals. The private fireworks are many of them are actually pretty dangerous. There are aerials allowed in private fireworks here in Utah, in those areas that they're allowed, and they can go anywhere. I mean, there's people that, you know, if you've been watching the news, people have had their homes burned down from fireworks that, you know, stray fireworks from private fireworks being set off. And it's really with this extreme fire risk, we need common sense. And I encourage people to celebrate the holidays this year with a little bit of a tweak and skip those private fireworks, leave it to the professionals, and let's keep our firefighters safe and our communities safe.
Representative Harrison, before we let you go, in about the 30 seconds we have left to chat about this right now, if a special session is not called, do the Democrats have any moves up their sleeves? What will happen next? What will you do about that?
Well, ultimately, it's up to our Republican-controlled legislature and the governor whether a special session is called. And I encourage action on this because, you know, my city of Sandy and Draper, they read the statute differently than Senator Wyler. And they do feel that they're at risk of a serious lawsuit should they take, you know, more exhaustive action on this. And the legislature owes it to the good people of Utah to clarify this and untie the hands of local communities.
Representative Suzanne Harrison, thanks for joining us.
Dave, remind us of your hot take earlier on these sweeping bans.
Blanket bans are a bad idea.
Say that again.
Blanket bans are a bad idea. Are an unbearably bad idea. I'm going to see how much alliteration I can get in there.
That is awesome. Okay, so Team Dave is blanket bans.
Debbie, you're going to kill me here. All right, blanket bans are an unbearably bad idea.
And Team Deb is, hey, I say if the cities want to ban fireworks citywide, they should go for it. So Team Deb is, cities should go for it. Team Dave is, blanket bans are a bad idea. Whose team are you on?
An unbearably bad idea.
801-575-TALK. Team Deb or Team Dave, we want your phone calls. 801-575-TALK.
Utah fireworks. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
All right, we got a lot of cities across the Wasatch Front in Salt Lake County banning personal fireworks, including Salt Lake City. And we just had State Representative Suzanne Harrison on the line with us. Sorry, lost her name there in my brain for a moment. Suzanne Harrison, she claimed on the air that Salt Lake City is already facing lawsuits, plural or lawsuit, against their ban. So we're tracking that down right now with our team of reporters and producers to see if a lawsuit has indeed been filed. But this could end up in court. But for right now, in fact, Dave, were you in court today filing anything? You are so anti-ban that I was like, is that where my co-host has been all morning? So we'll have to track that down because this could end up going before a judge.
Yeah, because we're talking about millions of dollars. Fireworks are extremely expensive. Firework dealers make a ton of money. Across the country, it's $320 million. That's what we spend here in the United States on fireworks. So yeah, this is not just, hey, I want to light off my sparklers. This is big business, and people that spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on their personal fireworks shows, they want to be able to light them off. They don't want to have to stick them in their garage in storm for the next year.
That's a bad idea. Team Dave is.
Blanket bans are bad.
Team Deb is, I say let the cities decide. Let the cities decide. And if they want to ban fireworks because they think that's best for their cities, for the safety of their residents, go for it. We got Mitch from Orem. Are you on Team Deb or Team Dave?
I'm Team Dave all the way.
Ah, why?
So I love the irony of this, that on a day where we celebrate our freedom in this country, we've got people trying to tell us how we can and can't celebrate that. At the end of the day, people are going to light fireworks, you know, and to have a blanket ban is going to make the people who are doing it responsibly in a, you know, a big part empty parking lot with nothing flammable nearby just as guilty as the ones who are lighting them up in the foothills where they could, you know, burn down hundreds of homes.
Is your city banning them, Orem?
Not yet.
Yet. We'll see.
Is there a chance they could? Have you read the local newspaper and thinking they might?
Yeah. It's my understanding most of the cities in Utah County are abiding by the state law, which is designated places where they where it's not allowed and designating places where it is allowed.
Hmm. There's so much confusion over the state law. We thought we'd sorted it all out. Thank you so much, Mitch, for your call. When Senator Todd Weiler called us, at 9:20, and he said, look, he's reading the code. He's also an attorney in real life, Dave. And he said cities do have authority under the law to ban fireworks. Let's listen to what he told us about 30 minutes ago.
They do for any areas that have been in drought for at least two of the last 5 years, which is pretty much the whole state, and for areas that are historically sensitive. We call that historical hazardous environmental conditions, and that's all spelled out in this in the code. And I think the city council members are looking at the same code as I do. So generally speaking, fireworks are legal around the 4th and the 24th, and there are exceptions to that where cities can enact bans.
Listen, I'm not saying we should be able to use fireworks anywhere, anytime. I understand there should be some restrictions, and they should be reasonable. But there are a lot of places in Salt Lake City, in every city, where it is completely and totally safe to light off fireworks. I can tell you right now, there is no danger in my neighborhood. So this idea of, oh, it might land in your backyard, and your backyard is kind of dry, and it's going to start the grass on fire, and it's going to start the shed on fire, and then next thing you know, the house is on fire.
Bring it, Team Dave. Bring it, because I've got the Salt Lake City Fire Chief on Team Deb on this one. Let's hear what he said yesterday during the news conference up at City Hall, banning fireworks, about your theory that the dry grass in the backyard isn't a problem. Uh-uh. This is why he's on Team Dev. Here's what he said.
This is a risk in our own backyards. The dry brush that we have on our own properties is probably adjacent to a wooden shed, which is probably adjacent to a wooden fence, which often directs right back to the house.
You know it's true. And we're telling people, hey, yellow is in this year. Yellowest lawns win. Dry grass is cool. It's okay. Don't shame your neighbor if they let their lawn die and their parking strip go dead.
So, I'm going to drop a big fiery firework right on my lawn, and we'll see if that grass goes up in flames.
What's Kaysville doing? Have they banned it yet?
Nothing yet.
Well, they will after that comment.
They'll make it very specific. Like, we're not banning it everywhere, just anywhere that there's a Noriega present.
I want to get back to the confusion over whether it's legal under state law. Senator Todd Weiler called in, and also Representative Suzanne Harrison She's a Democrat. The Dems have been asking the Republicans to call a special session, asking the governor to call a special session to clear up confusion in the law. She claims that her cities, which Sandy City and Draper, which are, you know, in the area she represents, say they don't have authority as cities under the law for this blanket ban of fireworks. And that's why they need a special session to clarify.
Ultimately, it's up to our Republican-controlled legislature and the governor whether a special session is called. And I encourage action on this because, you know, my city of Sandy and Draper, they read the statute differently than Senator Wyler. And they do feel that they're at risk of a serious lawsuit should they take, you know, more exhaustive action on this. And the legislature owes it to the good people of Utah to clarify this and untie the hands of local communities.
I think one of the big struggles people that want to use fireworks are having right now, if fireworks are so bad, if they're so diabolical, then why are we still allowing these huge citywide firework shows? And they always say, oh, we're leaving it up to the professionals. You're telling me these mortars that they're using in these professional shows, they cost $1,000 per firework, that are the size of a basketball, are more dangerous or less dangerous than my bottle rocket?
You have a bottle rocket? Is that legal?
You can use aerials.
Hey, the fire department's standing by on those shows, though. Fire department is not standing by in the cul-de-sac of fire in the Noriega neighborhood. They aren't. I also want to mention to Suzanne Harrison's comment, Representative Harrison, saying that the lawmakers need to call a special session, the gov needs to call a special session because there's confusion over the law. Look, if it is the case that there are already lawsuits filed against Salt Lake City, which we are trying and working behind the scenes to clarify, that it will be up to the court to decide how the law reads and interpret the law. This could be the beginning of a very fiery debate that goes on beyond the 4th of July.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.